But you get to see me screw up, and it may not be the last time for tonight. But I'm happy to welcome a wonderful writer, songwriter, and poet. Tonight she's wearing her poetry hat. Please welcome Betsy Binstock.
Am I there?
Oh,
okay. Great evening of song and poetry. I'm going to try an experiment. Normally, when I read poetry, I pick a longish song. I'm a little confused too. A longish poem, and one that tells a story. But most of my poems are short. So this evening, I'm going to try reading three short ones. And normally I don't read short ones because it seems to me it takes time to get into listening to a poem. So I'm kind of interested in feedback. The main thing that they have in common is they're trying to deal with this confusion that's life. The first one I wrote after a relationship fell to pieces, and it's called Creating Compost. Letting go is always hard, prying loose each spasm digit of regret and loss, scattering hopes like crumpled leaves or pungent grapefruit rind to rot away in winter's compost heap. Until, after patient, painful days of layered neglect, spiked through with hectic bouts of forking, after final flakes of frost have melted into quiet ground, the last decaying fragments are transmuted into fertile garden soil, fit to shelter April's fledgling buds. Second one's called Princess and the Pea. It's based on the fairy tale of the way you find out who's the real princess is you hide a pea under lots of mattresses. And this is a slightly different take on that one. Princess and the Pea. At night she tangles with her mattress, twists unruly, seeks the tiny buried lump which bruises ribs or grinds into her tender knee. Restless, she layers softer, thicker pads beneath her silken sheets, smooths gentle wrinkles out, holds candle high to spot the errant knob which scatters sleep. Yet, sometimes, as the bitter night limps by, she wonders why. What has she gained from owning thinner skin, from having pea detector built so deeply in? And the last one grew out of something a friend said to me after she'd visited her father in the Alzheimer's wing of a nursing home. It's called Visit to Her Father's Nursing Home. Imprisoned by his ebbing memories within a disconnected world, he clutches at her stranger's arm, cries out, "There is no place where there's a place." His eyebrows knotted in a struggle to unearth the roots of home when all the branches have been roughly stripped away. There is no place. He gazes lost into his daughter's eyes.
I want to mention that Betsy also, not only does she have a music CD, but she has a more recent CD, which is a collection of her reading some of her wonderful poems, and it's a really fine CD. I had a copy and decided to send it on to my sister in Wisconsin because I was enjoying it so much. so I have to buy one tonight. I want to buy one. And I know Betsy has more out in her car. If you're interested, you can talk to her. One more hand, please, for Betsy Binstock.